Well, it is a long years because I started learning and playing this music when I was very young. I started learning it at the age of 7. But of course, actual playing it in a public, you have to really learn it well before you will be allowed to play in public, so that you will not get embarrassed if you don't play it well. So I would say at the age of 10, I was already actively playing the music with other players, for example, at home. And in my family, everybody plays this music. So we always have a gathering of family, and then ended up playing together. Then after that, when there is a wedding, for example, where lots and lots of people attending, and there is always the performance of music, everybody be encouraged to participate. So I started learning it at a young age. And then even when I was in elementary high school, I still keep playing it because I was still in my own town. And then later on, I moved to another city when I studied college. So I didn't have a chance to be always practicing there among other musicians from my area, because it was in the Maranao area, and the Maranao are not Maguindanaon Kulintang musicians. They have their own style. But I still have a chance to practice with them and other members of the dance troupe I was involved with. And then later on, I came to this country and started teaching it in school, University of Washington. Then I was involved with different organizations, Filipino-American performing groups in Seattle, in California, in New York, for example. So even if I was not really practicing it with other musicians, the fact that I always play it to teach people is part of maintaining and practicing this tradition.